The race for North Carolina's 9th Congressional District features a crowded field of Republicans, including one candidate the state GOP says is a Democrat in thin disguise. Rusty Jacobs reports.
This is not Chris Anglin's first run as a Republican. The Raleigh attorney used a loophole in GOP-backed legislation and re-registered with the Republican Party to run for the state Supreme Court.
He partnered with Democrats in a sneaky, dirty way to fool the electorate.
That's North Carolina Republican Party Executive Director Dallas Woodhouse. He says Anglin's candidacy was meant to siphon votes in the 2018 midterm elections from another Republican candidate, incumbent Justice Barbara Jackson. Jackson ended up losing to Democrat Anita Earls. But Woodhouse says just because Anglin has an R next to his name on a ballot doesn't mean the state GOP has to treat him like a member of the party.
That doesn't require us to do anything other than morally to call out the fraud that he is.
Despite what Woodhouse says, Anglin insists he's a Republican running a genuine campaign.
I don't think that Donald Trump lives up to the traditional conservative Republican values which the party was historically been known for.
Anglin lists those, at least in part, as fiscal responsibility and respect for the Constitution. And Anglin says the nature of this race proves he's on the level.
This is a primary. This is not a general election. So there's no argument that I will be taking away votes from another Republican candidate.
The State Board of Elections ordered a new race in the 9th District due to vote tampering by a campaign operative working for Republican Mark Harris. A board investigation found the operative illegally collected absentee ballots in Bladen and Robeson counties. The do-over undid Harris's narrow November victory over Democrat Dan McCready. So if Anglin was a Democrat in disguise trying to sabotage the GOP's chances in the new 9th District race, Dallas Woodhouse says it'll backfire.
Those voters think a congressional race they won was stolen from them. You can disagree with them, but that's what they think. And they are the voters in a Republican district. And Chris Anglin going in trying to make a mockery of our party is just going to incense Republicans more.
Woodhouse says the state GOP is a private organization with no legal obligation to provide Anglin with any material support. Anglin says he won't hesitate to sue the party if necessary. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.